CNN sounds alarm, SCOTUS may wipe out gun control nationwide. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 10, 2022. CNN sounded the alarm Sunday, warning that the pro-Second Amendment makeup of the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, portends an end to gun control nationwide. CNN's Tierney Snead pointed to the June 23, 2022, SCOTUS decision in NISRPA v. Bruin, noting that it not only struck down New York's proper cause requirement but also set forward stringent rules for how lower courts must decide cases related to the Second Amendment. On July 1, Breitbart News noted that SCOTUS remanded a number of cases, vacating the decisions and ordering them to be reconsidered in light of Bruin. The cases centered on an assault weapons ban in Maryland, a high-capacity magazine ban in California, and carry restrictions in Hawaii, among other things. Roughly 2 weeks later, Breitbart News pointed to a Washington Times article suggesting the Bruin decision puts all types of gun control in the crosshairs of gun rights groups. The Washington Times paraphrased Justice Clarence Thomas's emphasis on the importance of decisions like Bruin, McDonald v. Chicago, 2010, and District of Columbia v. Heller, 2008, saying, "The test courts must apply is whether a firearms restriction would have seemed reasonable to the founding generation that crafted and ratified the Second Amendment. If not, the law must give way to the Constitution." In light of this framework for testing restrictions, CNN warns that gun control in every state is in jeopardy. Since the June ruling, federal judges in at least a half dozen different cases have already cited the Bruin decision to rule against gun restrictions that have included local assault weapons bans, prohibitions on the manufacture of homemade firearms, and bans on older teenagers publicly carrying handguns. Several other laws now face new legal challenges under the precedent, among them zoning restrictions barring shooting ranges, licensing and training laws, and the federal ban on certain misdemeanor offenders from possessing firearms. CNN noted changes that have already occurred in jurisprudence in light of Bruin. A federal district judge cited the ruling last month when halting Delaware restrictions on possessing and manufacturing untraceable firearms, saying that the law's defenders failed to provide persuasive evidence that similar restrictions existed in the historical record. The precedent was also referenced when local assault weapon bans in two Colorado jurisdictions were put on hold this summer. The judges in both cases were each appointed by Democratic presidents. CNN also noted a decision handed down on Thursday to pause new gun controls New York enacted in response to Bruin. Breitbart News indicated the New York controls were paused via a temporary restraining order issued by U.S. District Judge Glenn T. Sutterby. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.